Kayabiz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
Time now to take a look at South Africa's economic performance, and that's largely related to the fact that, as you might have heard in our markets conversation, our speaker essentially telling us that economies like the UK, Russia as well, might have dipped off into a recession. But what does this mean for South Africa? And have we averted a technical recession, or are we in one? We join now on the line by Nedbank Chief Economist Nikki Wayma to give us more insight. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for making time to join us, Nikki. I'm hoping that as an economist, you've been able to sleep well this last year, because the truth is there's been so much happening in the macroeconomic climate, many data points, that it's been a difficult time, I'd assume, right?
Yes, I think we're all suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome at this point. it's been, it's also been rapidly changing and evolving. I have slept, but probably not as much as I should.
Very true. I can completely understand that, Nikki. And maybe let's reflect on the sleep that many other South Africans have been missing out on, especially given the performance of South Africa's economy. But give us context here, because the truth is we all feel as though we are down in the slumps and might be in a recession. Would that be the case?
I don't think so. I mean, I have heard other economists said that we would be entering a technical recession, or we're already in one. But the numbers don't quite add up. We had a better performance than we anticipated from mining and manufacturing over the third quarter. And those are two big swing industries. So because they were positive, mining was up 2.2% quarter on quarter, manufacturing up 1.9% quarter on quarter. That's likely to prevent us entering a technical recession, which, as you know, is two consecutive quarters of contraction. And then when it comes to the consumer and it comes to consumer spending, the retail side of things, it's a bit of a mixed bag. What we're seeing is that retail sales did decline over the quarter. It was down 1.9%. But motor vehicle sales bounced back quite nicely and held its value despite the odds. Wholesale sales were up over the quarter, so that provides a bit of a counter to the decline in retail sales. And then we've seen a fairly strong recovery in things like food services, restaurant, hotels, takeaways. So South Africans going out there, maybe they're eating away their worries. certainly going out there. And then we've seen a very nice recovery in hospitality, hotels. Anybody that's been on a domestic flight in recent months will probably attest to the fact that they are absolutely packed. There isn't room for a mouse in them. So we're seeing more business travel. And so you're seeing those industries almost, they're kind of still normalizing from the disruptions caused by COVID, which we've all forgotten about it, but in economic terms, it's not that long ago. And so that provides a bit of a counter. So overall, we're looking at growth over the quarter of about 0.4% quarter on quarter, which would mean that we don't go into recession. And we do anticipate things will slow down over the final quarter. We're looking at about 0.2%. Sure. And you add that all together, you get to about 1.9% growth this year.
Sure. Nikki, as you say, at least we are seeing a slight turnaround. There is activity within South Africa's economy. And the numbers that you've quoted, 1.9%, yes, it's growth, but it's not enough. So help us understand.
No, it's not enough, but we need to see this in the context of the world economy.
Sure.
We're in a rough place, and I think we feel it more acutely because we've had other shocks. We've had the riots in July, we've had the devastating floods in April, and we've had that one constant in our lives, which is load shedding, right? The one thing we can count on even if we don't want to. And that's, of course, I think really weighed on consumers. And added to that, you've had rising inflation and you have rising interest rates. So this is a phenomenon the world over, and other economies are losing momentum a lot faster than us. We haven't seen the upside they have. We don't see the acceleration they do, but we haven't quite imploded to the same extent.
Got you. And I guess, as you say, we haven't imploded to the same extent. Help us understand then where the cup is half full. And I ask this specifically from a consumer and household point of view. Fuel has gone up. Yes, it's stabilized. We're expecting interest rates to go up further at the end of this month. Black Friday is around the corner and we don't feel as though we have any coins to spare. So for the average South African, how should we be preparing our pockets?
Well, we should be conservative at this point in time. I know there's always the desire to spend, but I would say that, you know, that old story of service your debt, get rid of it, keep it contained, because that's where you feel the effect of interest rates. You know, spend wisely. Don't overextend yourself, especially go slow on the credit card. But I think that, generally speaking, if there is a little bit of upside here, we are seeing higher wage growth. We do anticipate that inflation has probably passed its peak. So we think that the peak was at 7.8% in July. Mm-hmm. We think that inflation, it's coming down very slowly, I agree. But by the time we get to December, we do expect inflation to take a more dramatic dip and start to decelerate a lot quicker. And then, you know, if you have had a higher wage increase and inflation is coming down, then your purchasing power is actually improving. So, you know, I think we still got another difficult 4 to 5 weeks, 5 months. But then we should start to see inflation come down a lot quicker. The interest rates, that's still going to be with us for a while.
Your expectations for this month?
For this month, we're looking at a 75 basis point hike, another one, I'm afraid.
Okay, so we are tightening our pockets, we are riding the wave and, as you say, preparing. But hopefully, in a year's time, we'll be singing a very different tune as we navigate our way towards a recovery. Nikki, I really appreciate your insight today and more than anything, also giving us some perspective, right? So often we tend to get bogged down by our own sense of negativity in South Africa. But as you say, we haven't collapsed quite as much as some of our emerging market peers have. So really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure.
That's Nikki Wymer, who is the Avima Nedbank chief economist, giving us some insight and a fair reflection of South Africa's economy. Yes, things are bad, but not that bad. It's almost 20 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.